The governor is expected to detail a more than $2 billion tax cut plan. It includes business tax reductions and a multi-step plan to freeze property taxes for 2 years. Cuomo will also reveal how much money he wants to spend on education. He said he'll recommend an increase in school aid by as much as 5% over last year. But he's also promised not to raise overall spending in the state budget above 2%. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center, says to make things even more challenging, the governor's budget office has said the state still faces a structural $1.7 billion deficit. McMahon says he'll be looking to see how it all adds up.
What would he cut in order to hold spending growth to 2%?
But Governor Cuomo has said he doesn't plan on cutting anything. He believes he can finance it all by holding the growth of spending to zero in other parts of the budget. McMahon points out that the state workforce, under terms of its contracts, will get raises this year and next for the first time in several years. Cuomo's promised in exchange that there'll be no layoffs, so any savings would have to come from attrition. McMahon says this year's budget is financed in part by a $1 billion raid from the state insurance fund. He says expect another one-shot revenue source to materialize this year.
If you don't have some sort of marvelous infusion of new funds from the outside in that effectively reduces what the state itself has to spend in some area, it's really kind of hard to see exactly where he reduces spending trends enough over the next few years to hit his target.
Ron Deutsch, with the progressive-leaning group New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, also wants to know more about the governor's budget, especially his tax cut plans. Deutsch says he'd like to see the governor address income inequality and poverty in his budget. He says those issues were absent from the governor's State of the State message last week, where Cuomo also proposed a cut on estate taxes that Deutsch says would benefit New York's richest 200 families.
The hope would be that the governor gets more in line with some of the national progressive leaders, like President Obama, like Mayor de Blasio, and even the Pope, who are all talking about income inequality and addressing poverty, hunger, and homelessness.
The governor may not have to take on the Pope, but he may in his budget try to resolve a potential dispute with newly elected New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio over how to fund universal access to pre-kindergarten. Mayor de Blasio would like to impose an income tax surcharge on the wealthiest New Yorkers, then earmark the money for the pre-K programs. Cuomo has said he does not want to raise taxes in 2014, a year when the governor is up for re-election. Cuomo did say in his State of the State message, though, that he shares the mayor's ultimate goal.
It's time for New York State to have universal full-day pre-K statewide.
The governor will also need to lay out exactly what would be included in his proposed $2 billion Education Bond Act. Meanwhile, 30 government reform groups wrote a letter to Cuomo. They're asking the governor to make good on his call for public campaign financing and for an independent agency to enforce regulations by putting money for those plans in the budget. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action.
There's really no way to move forward on enforcement or public funding without funding to begin those programs, even if they're going to take effect in future election cycles.
She says if public campaign financing is to be partially funded by a taxpayer checkoff, for instance, it would need to be part of the budget now. The governor will deliver his budget address at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.